is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's the Saturday night edition of the show. We do it 3 hours on Saturday night, inside hour number two here. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams there, so if the station you're listening to, you're out on the very bare edges of the signal, you can always grab us online, freetalklive.com. We get the broadband stream. The dial-up stream is there as well, all for free. At freetalklive.com. And don't forget, the Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Coming up, the show tonight, we got a lot to do, of course. I got an email from somebody that wants to talk about nuclear weapons and whether or not you should be able to own them. So we're going to talk about weapon ownership, what you should, shouldn't be able to own, that sort of thing. That's all on the way. But you've actually got something else, man, which is about Iran and sanctions that the U.S. government's talking about placing on them. We're not going to do that right now because we've got calls coming in. And I also promised an issue about no beer at Giant Stadium. Apparently the Giants have banned beer consumption, banned the sales of alcohol at their stadium. Have they lost their minds? Well, we'll talk about that and more on the way. Let's go to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, on this business, on this drug deal, you know, there's only two things: who owns your body and who owns your drugs. That's it.
Well, who owns your body, Manuel?
Well, hopefully I do, but the way things are going, someone else does apparently, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. Now, did you want to expound on that a little bit?
Well, I mean, I don't think how much basic we can get. If you don't own your body, then really you are a slave, and apparently we are slaves of the state, even though they don't say it, but everyone does. You know, Democrats don't go far enough, and Republicans don't even touch the issue, apparently.
You know, man, what you said that you were reading a book about the revolutionary period in America, right?
And right.
You were kind of taken aback.
Sharara.
You were kind of taken aback by how people back then were so much more in touch with their freedoms and with the government and how bad it can be.
They were involved, you know, when they saw the crackdown from England and from the Boston Tea Party. All the colonies sort of rallied around Massachusetts. They said, wow, if they can do it to Massachusetts, they can do it to us.
Like, they actually saw the fact that their self-ownership was being threatened by the government. They saw that crisp and clean, and they went and they did something about it. In today's day and age, people don't even care. I mean, every day we've got news stories about how the government is taking this freedom away and taking this liberty away. Of course, all in the name of safety. But everybody just sits back and says, well, if it's for my own good, then I guess I'll just let it happen.
We are unworthy heirs of our forefathers' liberty. Unworthy.
We're slack-jawed, lazy losers in this country. Manuel, any comments?
I have to agree with Manwich there. It's really a shame that I think that if you look back at the history of humanity, liberty is just so rare that whatever liberty we had is just going away in this country.
It's amazing.
I would like to go back 200 years, and I'd be probably in better shape, you know?
Yeah, well, you're right. It is rare in the history, and you would think that it's so rare that people would treasure it, that people would do everything they could to hold on to it. And over time, over the last couple hundred years, incrementally, the government has gotten bigger and bigger, and even in some cases, it hasn't been very incremental, like when they started the income tax. You know, they managed to get that passed back in 1913 by saying, oh, don't worry, we'll only tax the rich people.
Oh, that's right. You had the income tax, you had gold confiscation, you had the Federal Reserve, Social Security, all within,
IRS.
15 years?
Yeah, at what point did people start believing the government? I mean, you would think that Americans back a couple hundred years ago would have been pretty distrustful towards the state.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, back then you got taxed 1%, and you got your musket and shot. Now you get taxed 40%, and it's like, okay, I'm just going to continue watching Seinfeld now.
Yeah, I don't want you to hurt me. I'll keep paying.
I can't explain why people are like that. Maybe it's just, you know, it's like the analogy, you know, you start turning up the heat very slowly, people don't notice, but
how could you not notice? I mean, at this point, how could you not notice you're boiling alive? Really?
I don't know.
Do people just get a paycheck and they just totally ignore the tax section because it hurts them to look at it? I mean, they just figure if they don't look, it'll go away?
Right. I think people, if you're born into a big government, you just assume it's normal and you've never had anything else.
Right.
No one ever looks back and says, well, wow, you know, the income tax didn't exist before 1930 13. Or whatever.
1913.
How did the poor get fed? The income tax didn't exist before? How did people stay alive?
How did we get money to the government for wars that we were fighting to keep us free?
I can't explain it, and I get my only thing is maybe it's public education, you know?
It's certainly a huge factor, no doubt about it. The government education system is a huge factor in the ignorance of the American people. They're not taught anything about our history, the real history. They're taught the government washed out version of it, and they're not taught about what liberty's all about, and they're not taught about wealth either, which is another important thing that nobody mentions in government education classes. We're groomed to be good little workers and good little citizens for our entire lives until we die. Nobody has ever explained how it is that, you know, how liberty is important, how freedom's important, and how creating wealth for oneself is important. All those things are ignored in government schools.
Yeah, so I think you should get rid of public education and teach everyone economics.
You got to be careful with your words, though, Manuel, because this is a kind of a words are tools. They're very powerful, and when you use a word like public education and put the words "you got to get rid of" in front of it, that to people says, oh no, he wants to destroy schools, when in fact, no, that's not what we want. What we want is to have public education run by private entities, run by people that really care about education. 7-Eleven is a public store. Any member of the public can walk into 7-Eleven and buy a Slurpee, unless they've been told by
because I think, you know, it's really privately owned but generally open to the public.
Correct, which is why, again, you can't just label it a public school because that makes it sound like you're against educating people.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
How about government run public schools versus privately run public
schools?
Okay,
there we go. That's
Manuel,
good.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791.
The public school issue sort of brings up a point. You know, we've had public schools in this country for a long time.
Government-run public schools
right. for a very long time, where it was free to go. But the federal government didn't get involved until just post-World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we have gone from the number one educated nation on Earth to well down the list. I think we're somewhere near 100 now. It's sad. It's really, really sad. And the fact is, it's the federal government that's doing it. They don't mean to, but they've made such a vanilla, amalgamized...
I don't know about that. Whoa, hold on a second. That comment about they don't mean to? Do you remember when we read those quotes from the organizers of the government school system, the people that were originally pushing for government schools? They absolutely meant to dumb people down, man, which it's really sick. Maybe some of the bureaucrats actually think they're doing a good job and they're helping people, but the people at the upper levels actually do have a plan for the good little peons in America. They want us to be clueless. They want us to be dumb. They want us to be uneducated. They don't want us to question anything. They just want us to go with the flow and be good little workers our entire lives. You remember those quotes?
I remember those quotes.
And really sick.
Most of those quotes are close to 100 years old. They're 75 years old. And
I read one from the 2000s. I read one from the 2000s by some guy that was, again, some higher upper echelon socialist bureaucrat.
He's trying to create employees instead of entrepreneurs.
Right. That's exactly what they want. Good people that'll follow orders and not ask questions. Follow orders blindly. The same kind of people that are joining the military today. These are the people that they're cranking out of the school system. And it's really sick and disturbing. 800-259-5791.
Either way, the results are the same. The results of the public school system are that America is poorly educated compared to the rest of the world.
No doubt about it. 800-259-5791. Coming up, speaking of public schools, since we're on this little side note here, we got an email from a Swedish listener who has a comment on the Pledge of Allegiance, which is certainly a mainstay in our government-run education system. This is your show, 800-259-5791. You take control of the phones and we're going to put this on your mind. 1-800-259-5791. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with great braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there was someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they seize? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Saturday night edition of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Ian here with you.
And man, but
join us online, freetalklive.com. You can vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. Last time I looked, we were in second place.
Mm-hmm. We're 9 votes off.
Right, not very far away. We were number one for most of the month so far. It's a month-long contest to see who can be the number one podcast in the world. And up until just a couple days ago, we were the number one podcast.
Yes, we were.
But if you haven't voted
the
for us...
The Mugglecast is... nipping at our heels, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, no need to mention names. If you haven't voted for Free Talk Live, now's the time to do it. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address. It's a very quick process. It takes you less than a minute. You just go plug it in and click vote now. They send you a confirmation email, and you open that up, click a link inside, and you're done. Very fast, very easy. Vote.freetalklive.com. Us being number one means more listeners.
It
means people coming to the show, discovering the message of freedom and liberty, or perhaps rediscovering the message of freedom and liberty, and maybe getting active. Your vote can make a big difference. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right, so I mentioned that a Swedish listener has emailed us, and you can email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. The Swedish libertarian writes, as a Swede dreaming about freedom, and believing that New Hampshire is my best shot for this, I still have a small problem with this idea. To become an American citizen, apparently you have to pledge allegiance to the United States. I have a real problem with pledging allegiance to any state, because this, at least in my mind, implies a social contract. Someone might argue that moving from Sweden to New Hampshire, even with its current laws, would still be an improvement, but the idea of the pledge still bothers me. What do you guys think?
Well, first off, you won't be able to be a citizen right away.
Right.
So that's it. It's an issue that'll come down the pipe.
Good point. It's not like you come here and they make you say the pledge to come into the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to say the pledge just to get on the plane to fly from Sweden.
That's part of the citizenship, the naturalization process.
Right. Right. That the one of the final steps, I would imagine. Also, I don't know. What do I think, whether he should do it or not? I like to say the pledge, personally.
Yeah,
I like it.
What's wrong with you?
But I don't think that people should be forced to say it.
What do you like about it? It's socialist mantra brainwashing.
It makes me feel good.
Because it used to when you were a kid, and it's just something that's just kind of held over, even though we've explained on this show several times that it was written by a socialist,
Nazi.
A dyed-in-the-wool Nazi, who actually wanted to brainwash American children into state worship, and then that's the point of the Pledge of Allegiance? That doesn't sicken you?
I like it. Personally.
Wow.
But it's just personal.
You're weird, dude.
No, I'm not. I'm patriotic.
No, you're not?
Absolutely.
It's unpatriotic to say the pledge. People that say the pledge are saying it because they were told to. They were told that it's the right thing to do, and they were lied to. I know this might sound shocking to somebody just coming across this information, but go check it out. The pledge was written by a socialist. Does that mean anything to you? That doesn't mean anything to you, man. It's the fact that you're pledging allegiance to the state. You're putting the state above yourself. Or is it just kind of feel good? It's just neat. You just kind of like to do it.
Whatever.
Why don't you pledge allegiance to something else, then? Why don't you pledge allegiance to, the grapes that you have there sitting next to you? At least they're more real than the state is.
I'm aware that the pledge was written by a Nazi, Francis Bellamy.
Yeah.
And I'm aware that it was, to some extent, people can find problems
with mind control.
But it's mind control. I'm aware that
group
you
mentality.
Can see pictures of young children doing the Nazi salute to the flag prior to World War II.
Right.
And I mean, people forget the
Hitler took that from us.
Yeah. People forget the fascist roots of this country, in the early 1900s it was close. It was close as to whether or not which sides we picked and all that other stuff.
So if people in a room are standing up and saying the Pledge of Allegiance, will you say it along with them?
Sure.
Just to go along with the crowd, or because you think it's fun?
Generally it's to go along with the crowd.
You're such a follower. You just don't want to get beaten up, huh?
For instance, the last time I was at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, what point would it be for me to sit through the pledge, while I'm there trying to do some business, I'm trying to sell advertising, what point would there be, to sit down and make a stand against the pledge?
Maybe because you have principles and you don't want to pledge allegiance to a corrupt state?
Forget it.
All right. Well, anyway, in regards to what the Swedish libertarian has to say here, I gotta agree with him that it definitely bothers me to pledge allegiance to a state, and I totally support him coming here and just living his life. I say come to the free state and live underground as much as possible, because as you pointed out, man, which most immigrants, a lot of immigrants feel that it's a lot easier to swim the Rio Grande than climb the mountain of paperwork. I happen to like that little phraseology there. And no doubt about it, it's hell becoming a citizen in this country. And besides, why would you want to become a United States citizen anyway? I mean, I understand why you want to come here. You want to come here because it's more free, probably, mm-hmm. than your country. And there's no doubt about it that New Hampshire is going to be the free state. It's going to be the freest of all of the 50 states. So there's a real reason to come to New Hampshire. But why would you want to become a citizen? Really, what? How are you going to benefit from becoming a United States citizen? You're going to get to pay taxes and stuff?
Oh,
boy. Oh, great. You get to vote for Tweedledee or Tweedledum in some cases.
Well, in some cases, your vote really does matter, especially in local elections.
I understand that. But is it worth the hassle? Is voting in a local election worth the hassle of going through the years that it takes to become a United States citizen? Especially when the definition of a citizen is that you're protected by the government. The whole deal, this is it. Go look it up in a law dictionary. Go look up citizen. And you'll find out that as a citizen, you give your allegiance to the state, And in return, the state's supposed to give you some stuff. It's not a one. It's not supposed to be a one-sided deal.
Right.
Like, you're going to be a citizen of this state. Well, in return, we're going to give you protection. That's the old agreement, supposedly, between governments and citizens. If you give us your allegiance, your obedience, we'll protect you. But wait, that's not the case. Look at Supreme Court cases, multiple Supreme Court cases, one decided last year, that says there's no obligation for the government to protect you whatsoever. What, you've got a restraining order against somebody? So what? Government doesn't have to do anything about that. Government doesn't have to respond to your calls. Government doesn't have to save your life. Government doesn't have to do anything for you. The Supreme Court said it over and over again. So if the government doesn't have an obligation to protect me, why am I obligated to be their citizen? Can you explain that to me? 800-259-5791. I know you can't explain it. I want to hear from you, listeners. 800-259-5791. What's so great about being a United States citizen? That's what I want to know.
I think that the voting aspect is a big deal.
Honestly, I want to know. What, so I can get to vote for somebody that's going to tax me to death? I don't know. I mean, I do vote, okay? I vote for libertarians and pro-freedom people when they're on the ballot. That's rare to never around here.
And generally, when they're on the ballot, they don't win.
They lose. Sure.
But in New Hampshire, the Free State, mm-hmm. they do have some libertarians in the state house. And
can I be a citizen and not pay taxes? Can I be a citizen and not follow all the rules? Or do I have to follow every single rule and every single law that these idiots in Washington, D.C. pass? Is that part of the deal? In fact, where was the deal anyway? At what point did I sign the deal? At what point did the agreement come across my desk? At what point did the government bureaucracy come to me and say, hey, we'd like you to be our citizen? Here's the deal. Lay me out five pieces of paper, I read through it and say, you know what, that sounds pretty good. You guys are going to protect me. I'll sign right here on the dotted line. Did that happen to you?
Well, it didn't happen to me.
No, you know, it didn't happen to me either. Maybe I just forgot it.
But I think that a government that protects us would be a great thing.
But they don't.
Right.
Okay, so I still want to know what's so great about being a citizen. 800-259-5791, toll free, 1-800-259-5791. An amazing quote from Bush on the way. And whatever it is that you want to talk about, this is your show. So take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free, 800-259-5791. Saturday night edition. We're here live. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
10 o'clock Eastern Time. So plenty of time for you to bring up whatever's on your mind. And either the phones aren't working, or you're shocked and stunned, or there's nobody listening. And I know that there's not nobody listening. There's definitely people listening. We're on in several markets. And nobody had any answer to my question, Manwich. Nobody wanted to answer why it was so great to be a U.S. citizen. And it'll still be out there for the remainder of the show. So if you can't get to a phone right now, do it later. 800-259-5791. Maybe people are shocked by the fact that I revealed that the United States Pledge of Allegiance was written by a socialist. Maybe that was what stunned you into silence. Because that's pretty shocking.
I think that it's Nazism and socialism are the funny little marriage. I mean, the National Socialist Party was what the Nazis were.
That's correct.
And
I don't think a lot of people know that.
Is in fact what was over Germany at the time. Fascism is sort of corporate control of the government,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to socialism, which is, you know, ruled by the elite and the government.
Well, obviously you can have a mix. I mean, you can socialism is also a means of distributing wealth.
It's sort of like we would call the Soviet Union a socialist place,
right.
But in fact, the Communist Party was in rule. So Soviets right. are aspiring to be communists, fascists are aspiring to be socialists.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know.
So fascism and socialism really are hand in hand together,
right.
typically. And so I would say we could call the United States a socialist country, couldn't we, at this point?
It certainly has a lot of socialist programs.
No doubt about it. 800-259-5791. Socialist programs, by the way, supported by both Republicans and Democrats.
Afraid so.
Like, everybody loves socialism in America, but nobody wants to call it that. Oh, no, this is a free country. Whoa, that's a bad word, socialism. That went out in the late 20th century. What do you mean? There's no more socialism. We had the Red Scare, and we got rid of all those commies. There's no commies in government. Or is there? 800-259.
I'm afraid McCarthy was right.
What do you mean?
That communists took over.
They did.
They won.
Now they're calling themselves Republicans and Democrats.
Right so.
And, of course, the Republicans and Democrats are still rah-rah team. Anything you do,
yep.
You guys are the men.
It really doesn't matter what their respective parties do. It's like, ooh, I love the red team, or ooh, I love the blue team. You know, it doesn't matter what they do to our rights and our civil liberties. Like, for instance, the Second Amendment. Were we going to talk about an email about the Second Amendment?
That's coming up. That is coming up. I don't have it quite right now. But, well, you could say something about it if you want.
Well, you know, the Second Amendment says that we have the right to bear arms.
It does.
How many laws are on the books talking about the types of arms we can bear?
Countless. At least 20,000. At least 20,000 at the federal level.
It's nuts.
And, of course, all the gun rights people support those laws. What's that all about? I mean, the NRA supports the 20,000 gun laws on the books? These are laws restricting your freedom to own firearms. If you're truly for firearm freedom, if you're truly for the Second Amendment, you should be against all of those laws.
Yep.
You should be actively advocating the removal of them.
I mean, we don't have laws on owning sweaters. It's somehow or another, we all live through the sweater-owning law, the lack of sweater legislation. Why do we have laws on guns?
I can't answer that.
A man has a right to defend himself and his family. A woman, man and women.
That's right.
In the psychological sense.
You're absolutely right about that. 800-259-5791. I'm being told that we are having phone trouble, so keep trying if you are attempting to get through. We're going to get back to weapons, but I did promise this earlier, and actually I promised a lot of things, but George Bush, he's got an interesting quote here, man. Which,
and what's he got to say?
Well, occasionally this guy actually says something sensible. But then what he does is so the opposite. He says, this is actually from a White House press release. He was talking to people about something, and part of the quote was, "Now, some of y'all may be old enough to remember the days of Prohibition. I'm not. But remember, we illegalized whiskey. We illegalized whiskey, and guess what? People found all kinds of ways to make it and to run it. NASCAR got started. That's a positive thing that came out of all that." So that's his quote. He gets it. He gets it about Prohibition. And he remembered correctly. You made alcohol illegal, and it went underground. People started making it in their bathtubs. Mm-hmm. It got more dangerous.
So what national sport do you think we're going to get out of marijuana prohibition?
Hacky sack?
Don't know.
I don't know, man. But nonetheless, let's go to the phones. Johnson in Sarasota. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
I want to tell you why we live in a great country.
Okay.
I do. Because we live in the only country in the world that has brought the idea of freedom to the forefront. We have a document that our country is supposedly founded upon that is based on the very ideals and ideas of freedom.
Sure.
While we have decided to ignore that and go toward this fascism and this socialism, we still live on the greatest country in the planet. We still live in the greatest country on the planet, because the farther we get away from freedom, the closer we get to a bloody revolution that's just going to bring us right back around. It's going to happen.
It's
going to happen one day. Our country, unlike in the past, where I think it would go on for a very, very long time, you know, like the Roman Empire or whatever other sorts of countries have had this type of problem, mm-hmm. Our country has it very, very boldly printed. People know exactly what is being taken away from them in this country.
Do they?
I think they do. I think there are a lot of people who are very aware of it. And the thing is that everyone is aware of what freedoms they don't have, but also at the same time enjoys the ones that they do, and the things, and they have the certain things that they'd like to see controlled about other people. In other words, those people who are anti-freedom they're like, oh well, I don't have this, and that's okay. I guess it's good that, you know, I'm not allowed to drink on the, you know, for example, if you were living in New York City, you can't carry a bottle of alcohol. So someone might say, well, I guess it's good that I can't just carry around my bottle of beer or whatever, because if I didn't, then there would be people on the street with beer everywhere, and there would be a ruckus, and it would be insanity. So in other words, people understand that they've given away their freedoms, but unfortunately there are a lot of people in this country who think it's a good thing.
I see what you mean. In fact, what we need to do is we need to get people back to understanding the fact that if you want to be free, if you really want to be free, then you have to grant an equal amount of freedom to everybody else. So that's...
You should write that into a pledge.
That would be a good pledge. I pledge to give everybody else the same amount of freedom that I want.
It's kind of like that famous Benjamin Franklin quote where someone who's willing to trade freedom for security deserves neither freedom nor security.
And will get neither, I believe, is also part of that quote.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to myself and to give the same freedoms to everyone else.
That sounds like it'd make a nice little bulletin board system post, like... Go ahead and write your own pro-freedom pledge.
I'm going to put that up to someone out there. I'm sure there are other people out there that are more eloquent than I, or either that, or maybe it'll just become like a group thing. People keep adding to it.
Hey, yeah, Wikipedia, freedom pledge. Thanks for the call,
John. Yes, put it up there. Somebody wiki that.
There you go. Thanks, right. Dude. 800-259-5791. Now, that's a pledge I could get behind, man, which a pledge to the individual instead of the pledge to the state. Instead of a pledge to the collective, instead of a pledge to this violent organization that takes away our freedoms. I'll never pledge allegiance to a state again in my life. 800-259-5791, you take control of the show, bring up anything. The Giants, they banned beer at their stadium. What? Have they lost their minds?
Beer and football go together.
Well, not a Giants stadium. We'll talk about it coming up. Unless you want to bring up what's on your mind, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air, when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with Ann Manwich. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map with over 700 people that have plotted themselves on the listener map. And I'm being told, yet I have not figured out how to do it yet, I'm being told that you could actually go back to your entry if you're one of the 700 that has done it, and you can change your little indicator on the map. You can somehow customize that. I will figure that out as time goes on. But if you want to add yourself to our map, go to map.freetalklive.com. You plug in your location, add your name, photo if you'd like, and like a phrase to go along with your entry. And it's totally free. It's neat. You can see who else is in your area, scroll around, go halfway across the world, see who else is listening to Free Talk Live. Map.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's go to lewrockwell.com, Paul Armentano. There was far less buzz than usual during the NFL season's final regular season Monday Night Football game between the New York Jets and the defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, and it had little to do with the Jets' dire season record. Rather, the ennui of the tens of thousands of atypically subdued fans in attendance would be best summed up with three words prominently displayed on makeshift signs throughout ABC's nationwide telecast. We want beer. That's what the fans were showing in the stands on Monday night. That's right, beer. Following a string of violent incidents, including a pair of stabbings between rowdy football fans during the team's previous games, Giants Stadium officials made the bold move to halt the sales of the intoxicant. The rationale for the ban? Jets spokesman Ron Colangano could not have been more blunt. It's for the safety of our fans. alcohol's long-standing association with aggressive behavior. Can you imagine that, man? What percentage of the stadium's revenue was affected by that?
Oh, I imagine it's large.
I mean, that's tremendous. Did they raise ticket prices, raise parking prices to compensate?
I don't know. It's about $4 for a plastic cup of beer in at the Buck Stadium.
I bet it's more at Giants Stadium, too. I mean, that's New York City. Or New Jersey. Anyway, alcohol's long-standing association with aggressive behavior, whether it's among raucous sports fans or late-night bar patrons, is well-publicized and much debated. Yet a relevant fact that's often overlooked in this public discourse is that an alternative, almost equally consumed intoxicant, is rarely, if ever, linked with violence. And that, of course, is marijuana. However, unlike alcohol, marijuana is illegal, and not only in Giant Stadium. Regardless, no credible research has shown cannabis use to be a causal factor in violence, aggression, or delinquent behavior, dating back to the U.S. government's first report of the National Commission on Marijuana and Drug Abuse all the way back in 1972, which concluded, quote, "In short, marijuana is not generally viewed by participants in the criminal justice community as a major contributing influence in the commission of delinquent or criminal acts." So even the government itself, 30 years ago, said that it wasn't a contributor to violence. The commission went on to recommend Congress remove all criminal and civil penalties on the possession of small amounts of the drug, a recommendation that the Congress and then-President Nixon promptly ignored. A more recent federal review by the Canadian Senate reaffirmed, quote, "Cannabis use does not induce users to commit other forms of crime. Cannabis use does not increase aggressiveness or antisocial behavior. In contrast, research has demonstrated that certain legal drugs, most notably alcohol, certainly do induce aggressive behavior."
There's no doubt about it.
"Cannabis differs from alcohol in one major respect. It does not seem to increase risk-taking behavior, according to the British Advisory Council on the Misuse of Drugs in 2002. This means that cannabis rarely contributes to violence, either to others or to oneself, whereas alcohol use is a major factor in deliberate self-harm, domestic accidents, and violence." I mean, seriously, how many times have you read a story in the paper about some good old boy beating up on his wife, and then them finding out that he just smoked marijuana half an hour before?
Not likely.
No. British soccer fans recently experienced this lesson firsthand after their team's opening loss to Portugal. Portugal? In Euro...
Portugal.
Euro 2000 tournament in the Netherlands. According to news reports, the British fans, whose reputation for post-game alcohol-fueled tirades is known worldwide, took the loss without incident, and not a single fan was arrested after the match. The Dutch secret to keeping the peace? A clampdown on alcohol and regulated access to cannabis. Yet while alcohol enjoys its status as
In Europe, those people, you know, after a football game, which, you know, soccer, they don't even know what to call their games. After a soccer game, these people storm the fields and, you know, pull out knives and baseball bats. They take that stuff real serious. Fortunately, here in America, rarely.
There's still riots here in America. There's riots over sports games in America.
Rarely.
But it does happen.
Rarely.
Yet while alcohol enjoys its status as the unofficial sports drink of the NFL, law enforcement continues to spend billions of taxpayers' dollars annually arresting more than 770,000 Americans every year for doing nothing more than possessing or smoking small amounts of pot. Perhaps if the situation was reversed, fans in Giant Stadium and throughout the NFL could enjoy their games in peace. Now, I don't think he's calling for prohibition of alcohol here when he says if the situation was reversed. I think he means if marijuana was no longer illegal.
But if it happened to be.
Right.
Yeah.
So, interesting. I didn't even know that there were studies that, you know, officially admitted that marijuana has no ties to violence.
Well, there you go.
There you go. And Giant Stadium, still without alcohol. That's got to come to an end. I mean, there's going to be some serious consumer demand there. You've got your fans still attending your games after maybe 1 week or so. I don't know how long this has been going on. I think it's only been a very short period of time. But how long do you think it'll be before their attendance rate just starts dropping?
I don't know. Professional football enjoys a really high demand for their seats.
So now by banning alcohol, you were talking about pre-gaming earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now by banning alcohol for everyone in Giant Stadium, can you envision a little bit of pre-gaming going on?
Well, they have the pre-game events going on in the parking lot there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that people are loading up on beer there. They're not letting up people.
They're probably loading up on hard liquor.
Yeah.
So they can get really wasted. That way they can be there for the entire game and be trash. So we're probably going to end up seeing maybe more violence as a result.
People dying from alcohol poisoning.
And Giant Stadium, you're not responsible. You're not responsible for some drunk guy stabbing someone else because he drank your beer. At least not yet. Not in this litigious society quite yet. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Take control of the show. Bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem. 1-800-259-5791. Is he in here with you?
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 76,000 posts for you to surf around through. It is totally free. 1,100 people interacting. Various different conversations. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. They're all there for you. The bulletin board system, freetalklive.com. All right. 800-259-5791. We're going to weapon ownership. Per your request, man, which you mentioned it earlier this hour. This one from Matt in New Mexico. He emails the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Subject, why nuke ownership is against libertarian principles. Because on this show, we frequently, well, we've talked about this a number of times in the past. How far is too far? As libertarians, as people that are pro-freedom and pro-liberty, we want to see the Second Amendment totally respected. We want you to be able to bear whatever sort of arms you want to bear. Which, of course, leads to the question, well, wait a minute. What about biological weapons? What about nuclear weapons?
Okay. Sarin gas.
Should you be able to bear those arms? Well, here's what Matt has to say. Torgo touched on this briefly during the discussion, but I'd like to lay it out more clearly. I believe I can explain why nuclear weapons are inconsistent with libertarian principles, whether owned privately or by governments. I'd say that while people have a right to self-defense, they do not have a right to kill, injure, and destroy property indiscriminately.
Right.
In order to use a nuclear device...
Whereas you might be able to shoot some bad guy in a crowd, you wouldn't
be able to kill the crowd to kill the bad guy.
Right. He says, in order to... So while people have a right to self-defense, they don't have a right to kill, injure, or destroy property. In order to use a nuclear device in self-defense, you're virtually guaranteed, unless there are only five or six people left on the planet, to be initiating force against others. Now, insofar as the initiation of force cannot be tolerated, ownership by any entity of nuclear weapons cannot be tolerated, because by its very nature, it cannot be deployed without killing or injuring in some way people who have not harmed or have no intention of harming you. The people in Japan back in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, those were innocent civilians. They weren't the ones toting the weapons.
It's true.
A device that cannot be used in self-defense, that can only and always will kill, injure, and destroy property of people that are not threatening you, is completely inconsistent with libertarian principles of non-aggression. As such, nuclear devices and some chemical and biological weapons are not valid means of achieving any end. Matt in New Mexico. Now, Matt doesn't propose a solution for the, you know, for what if you just... What if I happen to come out of my house one day, walk down the street, and you're living down the street from me, Manwich, and I walk into your garage because you're in there working on something. I say, hey, what you up to? You say, well, I'm building a nuclear warhead. You know, Matt doesn't really address what to do in that particular case in a libertarian society. I mean, do we want to call in the government to take care of the situation? Because we know they screw everything up that they touch. I actually like what somebody suggested earlier this week, that the dispute resolution organization would essentially blackball somebody like that. Like, if you were secretly building a new... Because most people don't announce it. Most people that are building weapons like this don't take out a press release and, you know, tell the world. So the information pretty much has to be stumbled across. So if you had a good DRO rating, Manwich, and it was discovered that and proven that you were building a dangerous weapon, you would be ostracized. You would be blackballed. And who knows, somebody might take action in the dead of night against you to relieve you of that weapon. Who knows what sort of things would happen in a free society. 800-259-5791. We got more weapons talk on the way. How far is too far? Should people be able to own, I don't know, missile launchers? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Let us know. 800-259-5791.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you paying?